Wednesday, December the 22nd, 2010, 15-5771. Day 4 before Shabbat, Parashat Shemot, the names. Exodus 5. 6, 1-1.
First encounter with Pharaoh.
Afterward Moses and Aaron came, and said to Pharaoh, "This is what Yahweh, the Elohim of Israel, says, Let my people go, that they may hold a feast to me in the wilderness." Pharaoh said, "Who is Yahweh, that I should listen to his voice to let Israel go? I don't know Yahweh, and moreover I will not let Israel go." They said, "The Elohim of the Hebrews has met with us. Please let us go 3 days' journey into the wilderness, and sacrifice to Yahweh, our Elohim, lest he fallen us with pestilence, or with the sword." The king of Egypt said to them, "Why do you, Moses and Aaron, take the people from their work? Get back to your burdens." Pharaoh said, "Behold, the people of the land are now many, and you make them rest from their burdens." The same day Pharaoh commanded the taskmasters of the people, and their officers, saying, "You shall no longer give the people straw to make brick, as before. Let them go and gather straw for themselves. The number of the bricks, which they made before, you require from them. You shall not diminish anything of it, for they are idle." Therefore they cry, saying, "Let us go and sacrifice to our Elohim. Let heavier work be laid on the men, that they may labor therein, and don't let them pay any attention to lying words." The taskmasters of the people went out, and their officers, and they spoke to the people, saying, "This is what Pharaoh says, I will not give you straw. Go yourselves, get straw where you can find it, for nothing of your work shall be diminished." So the people were scattered abroad throughout all the land of Egypt to gather stubble for straw. The taskmasters were urgent, saying, "Fulfill your work quota daily, as when there was straw." The officers of the children of Israel, whom Pharaoh's taskmasters had set over them, were beaten, and demanded, "Why haven't you fulfilled your quota both yesterday and today, in making brick as before?" Then the officers of the children of Israel came and cried to Pharaoh, saying, "Why do you deal this way with your servants? No straw is given to your servants, and they tell us, 'Make brick.' And behold, your servants are beaten, but the fault is in your own people." But he said, "You were idle. You were idle. Therefore you say, 'Let us go and sacrifice to Yahweh.' Go therefore now, and work, for no straw shall be given to you, yet you shall deliver the same number of bricks." The officers of the children of Israel saw that they were in trouble, when it was said, "You shall not diminish anything from your daily quota of bricks." They met Moses and Aaron, who stood in the way, as they came out from Pharaoh, and they said to them, "May Yahweh look at you, and judge, because you have made us a stench to be abhorred in the eyes of Pharaoh, and in the eyes of his servants, to put a sword in their hand to kill us."
Israel's deliverance assured.
Moses returned to Yahweh, and said, "Adonai, why have you brought trouble on this people? Why is it that you have sent me? For since I came to Pharaoh to speak in your name, he has brought trouble in this people, neither have you delivered your people at all." Yahweh said to Moses, "Now you shall see what I will do to Pharaoh, for by a strong hand he shall let them go, and by a strong hand he shall drive them out of his land." Act 7.
Stephen's address, the call of Abraham.
The high priest said, "Are these things so?" He said, "Brothers and fathers, listen. The Elohim of glory appeared to our father Abraham, when he was in Mesopotamia, before he lived in Haran, and said to him, 'Get out of your land, and from your relatives, and come into a land which I will show you.' Then he came out of the land of the Kostim, and lived in Haran. From there, when his father was dead, Elohim moved him into this land, where you are now living. He gave him no inheritance in it, no, not so much as to set his foot on. He promised that he would give it to him for a possession, and to his seed after him, when he still had no child. Elohim spoke in this way, that his seed would live as aliens in a strange land, and that they would be enslaved and mistreated for 400 years. 'I will judge the nation to which they will be in bondage,' said Elohim, 'and after that will they come out, and serve me in this place.' He gave him the covenant of circumcision. So Abraham became the father of Isaac, and circumcised him the eighth day. Isaac became the father of Jacob, and Jacob became the father of the 12 patriarchs."
The patriarchs in Egypt.
The patriarchs, moved with jealousy against Joseph, sold him into Egypt. Elohim was with him, and delivered him out of all his afflictions, and gave him favor and wisdom before Pharaoh, king of Egypt. He made him governor over Egypt and all his house. Now a famine came over all the land of Egypt and Canaan, and great affliction. Our fathers found no food, but when Jacob heard that there was grain in Egypt, he sent out our fathers the first time. On the second time Joseph was made known to his brothers, and Joseph's race was revealed to Pharaoh. Joseph sent, and summoned Jacob, his father, and all his relatives, 75 souls. Jacob went down into Egypt, and he died, himself and our fathers, and they were brought back to Shechem, and laid in the tomb that Abraham bought for a price in silver from the children of Hamor of Shechem.
Elohim delivers Israel by Moses.
But as the time of the promise came close which Elohim had sworn to Abraham, the people grew and multiplied in Egypt, until there arose a different king, who didn't know Joseph. The same took advantage of our race, and mistreated our fathers, and forced them to throw out their babies, so that they wouldn't stay alive. At that time Moses was born, and was exceedingly handsome. He was nourished 3 months in his father's house. When he was thrown out, Pharaoh's daughter took him up, and reared him as her own son. Moses was instructed in all the wisdom of the Egyptians. He was mighty in his words and works. But when he was 40 years old, it came into his heart to visit his brothers, the children of Israel. Seeing one of them suffer wrong, he defended him, and avenged him who was oppressed, striking the Egyptian. He supposed that his brothers understood that Elohim, by his hand, was giving them deliverance, but they didn't understand. The day following, he appeared to them as they fought, and urged them to be at peace again, saying, "Sirs, you are brothers. Why do you wrong one another?" But even did his neighbor wrong pushed him away, saying, "Who made you a ruler and a judge over us? Do you want to kill me, as you killed the Egyptian yesterday?" Moses fled at this saying, and became a stranger in the land of Midian, where he became the father of 2 sons. When 40 years were fulfilled, an angel of Adonai appeared to him in the wilderness of Mount Sinai, in a flame of fire in a bush. When Moses saw it, he wondered at the sight. As he came close to see, a voice of Adonai came to him, "I am the Elohim of your fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, the Elohim of Isaac, and the Elohim of Jacob." Moses trembled, and dared not look. Adonai said to him, "Take your sandals off of your feet, for the place where you stand is set apart holy ground. I have surely seen the affliction of my people that is in Egypt, and have heard their groaning. I have come down to deliver them. Now come, I will send you into Egypt." This Moses, whom they refused, saying, "Who made you a ruler and a judge?" Elohim has sent him as both a ruler and a deliverer by the hand of the angel who appeared to him in the bush. This man led them out, having worked wonders and signs in Egypt, in the Red Sea, and in the wilderness for 40 years.
Israel rebels against Elohim.
This is that Moses, who said to the children of Israel, "Adonai our Elohim will raise up a prophet for you from among your brothers, like me." This is he who was in the assembly in the wilderness with the angel that spoke to him on Mount Sinai, and with our fathers, who received living oracles to give to us, to whom our fathers wouldn't be obedient, but rejected him, and turned back in their hearts to Egypt, saying to Aaron, "Make us idol gods that will go before us, for as for this Moses, who led us out of the land of Egypt, we don't know what has become of him." They made a calf in those days, and brought a sacrifice to the idol, and rejoiced in the works of their hands. But Elohim turned, and gave them up to serve the army of the sky, as it is written in the book of the prophets, "Did you offer to me slain animals and sacrifices 40 years in the wilderness, O house of Israel? You took up the tabernacle of Moloch, the star of your idol god Raphon, the figures which you made to worship. I will carry you away beyond Babylon."
Elohim's true tabernacle.
Our fathers had the tabernacle of the testimony in the wilderness, even as he spoke to Moses commanded him to make it according to the pattern that he had seen, which also our fathers, in their turn, brought in with Joshua when they entered into the possession of the nations, whom Elohim drove out before the face of our fathers, to the days of David, who found favor in the sight of Elohim, and asked to find a habitation for the Elohim of Jacob. But Solomon built him a house. However, the Most High doesn't dwell in temples made with hands, as the prophet says, Heaven is my throne, and the earth a footstool for my feet. What kind of house will you build me? Says Adonai, or what is the place of my rest? Didn't my hand make all these things?
Israel resists the set-apart Holy Spirit.
You stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, you always resist the set-apart Holy Spirit. As your fathers did, so you do. Which of the prophets didn't your fathers persecute? They killed those who foretold the coming of the righteous one, of whom you have now become betrayers and murderers. You received the Torah as it was ordained by angels, and didn't keep it.
Stephen the Martyr.
Now when they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed at him with their teeth. But he, being full of the set-apart Holy Spirit, looked up steadfastly into heaven, and saw the glory of Elohim, and Yeshua standing on the right hand of Elohim, and said, Behold, I see the heavens opened, and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of Elohim. But they cried out with a loud voice, and stopped their ears, and rushed at him with one accord. They threw him out of the city, and stoned him. The witnesses placed their garments at the feet of a young man named Saul. They stoned Stephen as he called out, saying, Adonai Yeshua, receive my spirit. He kneeled down, and cried with a loud voice, Adonai, don't hold this sin against them. When he had said this, he fell asleep. End of today's Torah and related scriptures. Praise Yah. HNV version, in the public domain.